Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Welcome in, friends. Glad to have you here on the campus of Branson High School. They're introducing the lineups. We know the starters for the Bombers, like Luke Proctor, Reed Ellison, and Dodge Harris. The seniors of the team are all starting. Braden Dewey and Kai Bickford as well. We now know what the home team on the scoreboard, Lake Hamilton Wolves, are going to start. They're going to go with Demetrius Sharp, Cade Robinson, Charter Harris, Ty Robinson, and Zach Pennington, coach's kid. As we just mentioned, Scotty Pennington, the head coach of Lake Hamilton. Josh Fulcher at the helm of the Bombers. Assisted by a longtime assistant, Brad Morris. Tell you, it looks like it gets a little shorter every year, doesn't he, Brad?
I had Coach Morris as my coach back in the day. He was an awesome coach to play for.
Yeah, he's still fun guy. Tell you what, good turnout of fans here from Mountain Home. A lot of parents, even just basic fans showing up. Good. Mountain Home fans always travel really well, you know, it's even with the longest road trips in the state. Yep. You know that pretty well. You're a dad. You got two in the system. You know, you got to go all over the state watch kids play.
We do. We have to travel a lot of miles on the cars, but it's pretty awesome. It kind of becomes your family with the fans and the parents. And we always get such great support in Mountain Home with our fans and with our just normal fans in town that come and watch us, and excited to get back and play at the hangar with these guys and see what they can do at home.
You know, absolutely. It's funny. I was talking to somebody up here that worked at the scorer's table. They said, man, you guys had to come all the way from Mountain Home. That's about an hour and a half drive. I said, yeah, that's one of our shorter road trips this year.
Yeah.
You know, next to Harrison, you know, we don't play anywhere really close. But
it's a great venue, though.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful gymnasium. I believe they've hosted a couple regional tournaments, or what do they call them, sectional tournaments as well. So we're ready to go here for the opening tip-off brought to you by Scott Tabor of Shelter Insurance. Braden Dewey will tip off for the Bombers. Zach Pennington wins the tip for Lake Hamilton, and we're underway. Pennington to Sharp. Sharp back to Pennington up top. Sets the offense.
Looks like Sharp driving. We're coming out in the zone.
Looks like it. Pennington for three. Won't go. Long rebound picked up by Lake Hamilton. That is Harris. Back to Robinson. Now Pennington with it back to Sharp.
One thing about a zone, you really got to work and box out and try to get rebounds here. So Bombers are going to really have to do that tonight.
Absolutely. Now it's swung to Robinson. Whistle and a blocking foul is called. Sharp drove in against Braden Dewey. Took a scary fall. Looks like he's okay. So Braden Dewey called for the foul. Don't believe it was on the shot. It wasn't. So Pennington will throw into Sharp. Sharp back to Pennington. Nothing our score. About 50 seconds into this ball game. Sharp. Over to Robinson. Three-pointer on the way from Pennington. Got it.
Three-point basket number 24, Zach Pennington.
Zach Pennington with the jumper. A little full-court pressure by Lake Hamilton into Bickford. I mentioned the one lineup change. Braxton Carson out of today's ball game with a knee injury. Dodge Harris starting in his spot. Three seniors, a junior and a sophomore on the floor. Bickford driving. Kicks it out. Proctor looks for the three. Long rebounded by Pennington. Pennington pushing. Back to Harris. Over to Robinson. Back to Harris. Excuse me, back to Sharp. Pennington in the corner. Met by two Bombers. Pennington puts up another three. Long rebound. It's picked up by the Bombers. Dodge Harris with it.
Great job by Luke Proctor boxing out right there.
Absolutely. He stayed with the box out all the way through. He's going to box him through the bleachers. Harris now to Ellison. Dodge Harris, corner three. Good little shooter. Got it.
When he gets his feet set, he can sure put it in the hole. Good job.
I remember he had a game in junior high where he had 10 threes in one game, and it's still one of the best shooting performances I've seen. And on the other end, Sharp puts up the three, and it's good, rattled home. In every part of the rim, it bounced in, but it's 6-3.
Lake Hamilton in a man press. We can get it in and get it to one of our guards and just hopefully clear everybody out and let him bring it on up. They're not so much trying to get steals out of that press. Nope, now they're jumping us out of it.
Proctor to Dewey. Back to Bickford. Ellison swings at Harris. He wants another three. Got it! So the spot start for Dodge Harris paying off. Hits his second three. He's got 6 points.
Can we see another performance from him like you just called earlier?
I just mentioned it. You know, they don't seem to really know a whole lot about him. They better Google him. Bounce to Robinson. Robinson. Hook shot on the way from the other Robinson, Ty Robinson. A whistle and a foul. Going to go against
Luke Proctor.
His first team's second foul. Steps in for Lake Hamilton is Chase Jessup. Very good offensive lineman for them. And a whistle and an offensive foul, I believe.
Looks like they got Kai fighting through that screen, maybe.
Fighting through the screen.
No, they caught it through 23. Caught on Dodge.
Did you see what happened?
I didn't see it.
It didn't look like anything out of the ordinary. They get it into Jessup, but that's Harris's first foul. 6-6 our score, 4:50 remaining in the first quarter. Swung to the far side. Pennington. Pennington back to Robinson. Robinson a three, got it. I'll tell you what, just looking at them, just how they handle themselves, they look like a very elite ball club, this Lake Hamilton squad.
You know, they're a different squad than what we have seen maybe the other night at Perigo, where they had a 6'7", really large, tall guy. These guys are all about the same height and same size, but, man, they are well coached, and they can all shoot it, it looks like.
Oh, absolutely. A whistle and a foul is called. Ty Robinson called for displacement. Be his first team's first foul. So Proctor will inbound the ball.
We got no one deep. Can we send someone down and get a layup? Nope.
I don't think we'll try that just yet. But if it's open, we'll give it a shot. I believe Coach Fulcher calls that one of the opportunities to early explore. Bickford, screen from Dewey. Picks up his dribble. Top of the key, Harris. Got a kid in his lap. Ball is stolen. Official got in the way. It's ahead to Ty Robinson. Layup's good. Got a good screen by the official there at about half court. 11-6 now.
Lake Hamilton, a team that likes to score a lot. Once again, kind of like their girls. They like to get up and down the floor and shoot those transition threes.
I was able to talk to El Dorado's coach, Jimmy Porter, that's in their conference a little bit, said this team likes to score 80 points a game. We have a whistle, and it's knocked out of bounds. Bombers will get it back. You know, Jimmy Porter, very good coach of the El Dorado Wildcats, said, you know, this team likes to light up the scoreboard. They've been in their conference for the last year, and they'll be in there this year. So it's he'd know better than a lot of people would. Bickford now. Looking. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Bombers trail 11-6. Ellison back to Proctor. Back to Bickford. Bickford thought about a three, brought it down. Harris thought about a 3-2. Ellison, Lake Hamilton man-to-man. Jessup, I tell you what, he moves pretty good for a big man. Proctor about lost it. Picks it up. Jessup's down and hurt. And they stopped the play. Because Jessup was down.
No, they called the foul, I think.
Oh, they did?
One of their players smartly fouled our guys.
Okay.
Because we were about to get a layup, it looked like, out of that.
Yeah?
Like Jessup rolled his ankle.
Yeah, it looked like it. He's going to head to the trainer immediately. Tell you, I just mentioned he was moving pretty well. Now he hurts his ankle. He's not moving as well now. But 3:19 left in this first quarter as Jessup exits the game to get checked out by the training staff here in Branson. Harris into Dewey. Dewey, little 18-footer. Won't go. Long rebound goes right to Lake Hamilton. Pushing ahead is Ty Robinson. Over to Sharp. Back up top, Pennington. Ball swung to Cade Robinson. Back to Sharp. Sharp. Mid-post to Harris. Weiland Harris. Now to Demetrius Sharp. Three-pointer on the way is good from Ty Robinson. He's got 8 points. 14-6 our score early on. 2:40 remaining in the first quarter. Proctor with it. Proctor met by a double team. Picks up his dribble. The whistle and a foul.
One thing Lake Hamilton's doing, when our guards dribble away, they're sending the offside guard to come and trap us from behind. Once we pick up on that, we can throw over the top of that. Hopefully get some easy layups out of that.
So stepping in for the Bombers, number 10, Robert Dover. Very good defensive end for the Bombers this year. Had an excellent season over in football. First time he stepped on the floor over here in basketball. Bickford with the ball to Harris. Now, Coach Fulcher mentioned earlier he might go a little deeper into his bench just to give guys an audition, just see what they can do. Bickford had a screen from Dover. Dover sealing his guy. Three-pointer on the way by Harris. Won't go. Look who's right there. Robert Dover. Dover back to Proctor. And a lot of contact off the ball as Sharp pushed Ellison out of the way, but officials didn't see anything. Proctor crossover dribble. Great move. Driving in. 10-foot floater. Good. I tell you what, he's added that floater to his arsenal.
That has been a good add for him, for sure.
You know, he's been as a three-pointer by Sharp is on the way. I tell you what, they score pretty fast, these Wolves, as it's 17-8. Now, Proctor's always been a good shooter, but this year he's added that little 10, 12-foot floater, that Derrick Rose shot, to his arsenal, and he's called for an offensive foul. Pretty good acting job by Lake Hamilton's Jalen Carter. They got a good acting program down there in Hot Springs. Sold that one pretty well. The second on Luke Proctor. Team's fourth as Proctor will step out with two fouls. McGee Harris will step in.
Luke's also really done a good job handling the ball this year. His ball handling's gotten really good.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's had to get better. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Ty Robinson, another three.
Has Robinson missed a three yet?
I don't believe so. He's already hit, three. They've hit six threes in this quarter. They have one non-three-point field goal so far. Bickford now, minute 15 remaining in the quarter. Bickford got a screen from Dover. Up top, Harris swung to Ellison. Ellison's going to drive. Put it on the floor. Scoop shot, layup won't go. A lot of contact. Robert Dover steps in. Dover couldn't go back up with it. Now here comes Sharp. Sharp driving in transition to Jalen Carter. Carter with the layup, and it's 22-8. Harris now to Bickford. Bickford handling the pressure. On the Branson logo, now 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Bickford screen from Harris. Harris now to Ellison. Ellison screen from Robert Dover, who's had two offensive rebounds so far. Ellison driving, lost the handle, picked up by Sharp. Ahead to Robinson. He's already hit three threes. Whistle and a foul. And he is going to go shoot two more free throws.
You look at the Bombers, and our defense is actually really good. We've had hands and faces when they're hitting.
They're having to hit long jumpers.
They're taking long shots, and they're just falling right now for Lake Hamilton. They'll stop falling at some point for us.
Certainly hope so. Reed Ellison was called for that foul. Fifth team foul. First free throw's good. Our score. Ty Robinson has 12 points. Free throw was missed. Rebounded by Ellison. McGee Harris now. Harris looking. Now to Bickford. Hesitation move. Looking, steps back for three. Rattle around, wouldn't go. Right to the hands of Robinson. Robinson ahead to Zach Pennington. Zach Pennington's layup good. 25-8 our score, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Fast-paced first quarter for Lake Hamilton. Bombers trail 28-5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Across the state of Arkansas, Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville join you in cheering on our favorite teams. We applaud that extra effort that makes our schools and activities an important part of our communities, more now than ever. Working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals, that's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, home of me banking. Member FDIC.